Good morning. Nicole talked a little bit about the Wild West at Harvard, and as the westernmost university represented up here today, I can promise you that we're a lot more wild where we're at than Harvard. It's always difficult to follow Harvard, dropping names like Copley and Sargent and Renzo Piano and things. The BYU Museum of Art, unlike the Harvard Art Museums, is a relatively new institution. The Campus Loan Program at the Museum of Art was established shortly after the completion of the building 22 years ago. Prior to this time, most of the art collection, approximately 18,000 works, was inadequately stored and scattered across campus, primarily in the Fine Arts Building and Humanities Buildings. Because there wasn't a building which served as a central repository, proper storage was difficult to find. Therefore, many of the paintings were hung in offices, classrooms, and other meeting areas across campus. When funding was finally approved for the building of the museum as it stands today, the hope was that the interdepartmental loan program, as it was then known, would honor the tradition of allowing members of the campus community to have art in their working spaces to, as Sonia shared earlier from the AAMD document, help gain support for the museum and its programs, and to showcase the collection. The status quo was hard to change. Even though there was a newly created loan agreement that everyone was expected to read and follow, most of them didn't understand what it was that they were signing. And they also wanted to do what they had always done. People would routinely move their paintings when they moved offices, rehang the paintings to suit their decor needs, and in rare cases, consider the artwork literally theirs and take them home when they would retire. Something had to be done. I inherited the program a little over 8 years ago. At first, I read through the contracts and the program outline and thought, this sounds pretty simple. This is going to be easy. Boy, was I wrong. I was looking at it from the perspective of a registrar, not a member of the campus community. I knew some things had to change, and I'd like to share a little bit about what we decided to do. And I know that all of us are working under different circumstances, but hopefully some of what I say might help. When I realized that I was looking at this from a different perspective, I knew that I had to shift my paradigm. I needed to stop thinking so much about museum standards and considerations of environment and the things that we're typically concerned with in an art museum setting, and ask first some questions. The first question was, what did people want from the program? I knew what the museum administration wanted. They wanted to make and keep friends who had been allowed to keep significant paintings on view, and they also wanted to showcase the collection. What we didn't know was what the campus community really wanted, so we started to ask the questions. We developed a survey, which we sent to every constituent across campus who had a loan in their name. We asked all sorts of questions about the program as it was structured at the time. We asked about the contracts that they had been asked to sign, if they understood it, or if they had questions regarding it. We also asked why they chose to borrow art from the museum collection. When we started asking these questions, we began to find something very interesting. Most, but not all of the borrowers, simply wanted to decorate their workspaces. Most were unfamiliar with the museum's collection at large, and a very few had never even visited the museum. Many, who we were told were lent higher value paintings as favors, had been lent the paintings under a different museum administration and no longer had any substantial relationship with the current museum administration. Using the information that we gathered through the survey, we developed a plan and proposed it to the museum administration. Fortunately, they were very supportive. They were even successful in helping to secure funding to carry out our plan. Here are some things that we did. The first thing was we reduced the number of artworks in the campus loan pool to a manageable number. For us, this meant going from 330 plus to about 120. We also changed the loan document and tailored it for the layperson. We realized that the document that these people were asked to sign was unnecessary for that particular type of borrower. We removed artworks from the pool, which had increased in value beyond what our risk management analysis was comfortable with. This required an appraisal. There are still some exceptions across campus for key paintings, but these are now much more manageable for us. And I should also just state that, you know, we're working and trying to make this program successful with very small staff, and so a lot of these choices that were made specifically to allow us to focus on other responsibilities that we have at the museum instead of spending such a significant amount of time worrying about this program, but also to continue to gain some of the positive benefits of having a campus loan program. We were firm about policy enforcement for those who had loans. Because the new loan guidelines had been simplified, they would be easier to follow, right? Next, we offered attractive alternatives, and this came in the form of a print program. As I said before, we were successful in finding some funding to help with this. A former university employee who was a member of our board, when he heard about the situation and wanted those on campus to still have a connection to the museum and to still highlight the collection, stepped forth and provided a significant donation to help us with a print program. We knew the vast majority of the borrowers were simply interested in having a nice picture in their offices. So we came up with a print replacement program. This program paid for the cost of photographing, printing, and framing replacements for anyone who was willing to do so. This proved to be a game changer. While it did not work for every piece in the collection, for instance, some of our three-dimensional objects and other key and significant pieces, and not everyone was thrilled about the idea. Most were very interested. It meant they no longer had to worry about the loan restrictions, and, best of all, suddenly they could choose almost any painting from the collection, and not just from the dregs or the pool of works designated for campus loan. They would also, and this moves on to the next point, working with campus departments, but we coordinated with our interior design department on campus. We gave them the option to have the aid of an interior designer in their office or conference space to work to select pieces that would complement their area. While this did not work for every situation, it helped us to make the program more manageable by reducing the number of unnecessary loans while still showcasing the collection in a safe and responsible manner. I also have on there that we also worked with facilities management. I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. The next thing we had to do was to sell the idea. And we had already been successful in selling the idea to our administration, but we needed to sell this to the borrowers. Most of the time, after we explained the situation, they were very understanding and cooperative. More choice and larger, from a larger selection of works to choose from, and also not being held to those restrictions of the loan agreement was an attractive idea. It also helped that we had the cooperation of the campus interior designer that would make other suggestions on their spaces. And thirdly, and this notion probably stems from experience of working with curators over the years, but making them think that it was their idea, that they were helping us to preserve artwork and also upgrading their office space, were things that they happily shared with their supervisors and deans. In fact, this program worked so well that when we were able to place a print in the university president's office because the painting that he had borrowed was sent out on loan to another institution, when the painting came back, he declined to have the actual painting in his space. In support of the program and realizing that it was the prudent and responsible thing to do to not have a high-value painting in his office space. And this was actually a kind of a wonderful thing that took place through his example. Many of the other individuals who were a little more reticent about giving up their paintings became much more understanding. And that's a picture of the print in his office there. Lastly, we needed to enforce it. Because we had significantly reduced the numbers of works on campus, we were able to more frequently check up on those paintings. And as we checked on those paintings and performed regular condition reports, we would take the opportunity to also communicate with the borrower and to just check in on the tenets of the loan agreement and make sure that they were being followed. This also gave us an opportunity to regularly clean and dust the paintings and make sure that everything in the area was safe. And then also, as I mentioned before, we worked with facilities management on campus. And facilities management developed a system where they would contact us anytime a work order was submitted for a renovation in the space. They would let us know when and where that was to take place so that we could quickly get into our TMS system and compare those room numbers and make sure that we didn't have any works in the space, and if we did, that we would remove them during the renovations. Or also when people were moving office spaces from one place to another, even though it was it's clear on the loan request or the loan agreement itself that the onus is on the borrower to contact us, this served as kind of a second line defense for us to be aware that changes in space were taking place. We found that through this program that we are still accomplishing the goals of highlighting the collection, that many of the people who have prints are actually visiting the museum more often and coming to see the actual paintings. And that a gentleman who retired 4 or 5 months back now was pleased to find out that the college had decided to gift him the print that was in his office. So now retirees can potentially take their prints home with them instead of taking a painting home with them. The success of the program is still ongoing, but we feel like we have been able to better manage a valuable program to the Museum of Art and provide a service to our campus community while increasing the safety of the collection. Thank you.